Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. That's where we find the man, the myth, the legend, B-Mac Bryant McFadden, two-time Steelers Super Bowl champ, a part of elite defenses here in Pittsburgh that brought Lombardi's back to this area and taking on a team Sunday night, the Green Bay Packers, that are right in the mix, number one seed in the NFC. Aaron Rodgers' former team, B-Mac, that's obviously been the big conversation piece today and throughout the week. But you're a defensive guy, and I'm guessing you were sick to your stomach watching this defense against Cincinnati Thursday night. What was the most disturbing part of that game for you?
Well, let's say me being sick to my stomach is correct, but I'm not as sick as you because you put a bet on the line that you informed me about if the Steelers were to lose.
Yep.
And partly because of the lack of defensive effort, they lost. You got to get both nipples pierced, or is it just one?
Yeah, and guess what? I left out a key part of it. No numbing agents.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yep. Nothing to ease the pain.
Well, you might, I don't know, if you partake in, herbal products, but you might need to be high as possible.
I think it would make me too paranoid, B-Mac. I think it would actually be worse if I did that, speaking from personal experience.
Oh, man. Hey, man, this is going to be, you know what, you're a man of your word, Phony. You're a stand-up guy, so I appreciate you living up to a
and
check you cash.
All the money we're taking in from, it's going to go to breast cancer awareness. How about that?
Oh, man, that's a dope cause, man. You know what, better you than me, but I appreciate you being a stand-up guy. But to answer your question, I guess the most discouraging part was the inability of this for the Steelers defense to get a stop. Like, just once a stop, because the offense was rolling. And you know what? I felt like when Pat scored that touchdown, I felt like he scored too fast. And
are you one of these guys that wanted him to go down? Because that's what Ben said.
I don't want him to go down.
Yeah.
I want him to score, but it felt like we couldn't get any stops.
Right.
It felt like we couldn't get any stops, and I felt like
Think about how embarrassing that is for their defense. I didn't trust them to get a stop, so maybe he should have slid on that play and scored.
That's just how the flow of the game was.
I agree.
It's hard to not take a touchdown when you got a chance to take a touchdown.
Yep.
So it is what it is. Unfortunately, we just defensively, man, it kind of reverted back to what we saw week one against the Jets, where nothing can go right. And Joe Flacco was cooking. Chase Brown was cooking. You know, it was the wrong time to have a bad performance defensively in that moment. The wrong time.
You know, secondary play. What's going on with their corners?
I think, just from afar, it looks like there's communication issues.
Oh, still.
That's one. And secondly, you have so many moving pieces. You know, sometimes you have, you know, Jalen playing outside. Sometimes you have Jalen playing inside. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have, you know, Slade playing inside. Sometimes you have him playing outside. I think when you have so many moving parts, it's hard for any individual to kind of get in a groove and get comfortable because you're oftentimes moving in and out. You look at, you know, prior to that Cincinnati Bengals game, you already knew exactly where everyone was lining up because that's what we saw. You know, Jalen was always going to be the inside guy, especially in sub packages where you have three corners. And in Joey and Darius, even before Joey Porter Jr. was healthy, you know, we had, I think it's, Nichols as the, Echols as the outside corner. But outside corners were Echols and Slade with Jalen inside. Cincinnati, for whatever reason, I don't know if it was a matchup issue or what, but you had so many guys moving around.
Well, they wanted Ramsey, I think, to follow Chase is probably what messed with that.
So that's the thing. When you have Ramsey following Chase, Chase lines up inside.
Everywhere.
He lines up at the X, at the Z. Yes, he's everywhere. So it's hard to kind of put guys in different positions. And you remember what I said in the beginning of the season, once the season kicked off, you said, who would probably line up where? And I said, well, I visualized Jalen being the inside because he has the only experience of playing inside when you look at Joey Porter Jr. Mm-hmm. and Darius Slade. Darius Slade, throughout his career, he's always been an outside guy. So now you're asking a guy to go inside, which is very, very difficult, especially if you're not accustomed to doing that, to play inside corner, and it can be tough. You're not used to it.
Would you think about making Ramsey more of your safety and having the other guys line up at corner and stop the moving part business?
No, I wouldn't say that because Ramsey can do so much as a nickel. Let's go back to the Cleveland Browns game.
Yep.
Right now, different offense, clearly not the same quarterback or wide receiver production.
Mm-hmm.
But look how influential Ramsey was.
I thought he was the best player in the game that game.
Yes, and he was working primarily from the inside.
Yep.
Primarily from the inside. His ability to tackle, he's one of the best tackling corners in the National Football League. He's physical. He don't mind mixing it up. And then they utilize him in the blitz concept, which he was very, very impactful.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about the matchups, when you're playing against a Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, man, find another matchup. Because look at it like this. Years past, when we played against Cincinnati, when we didn't have Jalen Ramsey, when we had the other corners, it was never a matchup issue. We've always played fairly well against them, but just when you have so many moving pieces, Pony, it's hard. So I would keep Jalen inside, me personally.
One of the things, because look, I'm still pissed about this game because I'm going to have pierced nipples because of it, so how could you blame me? But I also think it hurt the Steelers because now the Ravens and Bengals feel like they've got life in the division and Lamar's coming back this weekend and you've got a tough game against Green Bay. One more thing on the Cincinnati game that's still driving me crazy. Herbig barely played, so the guy that leads your team in sacks was forgotten about. Mike Tomlin said, stay tuned, he'll play more. Okay, I hope he plays more, but that doesn't fix what happened in the Cincinnati game. And here's the thing that drove me nuts yesterday, B-Mac. Terrell Austin comes out and talks and says, yeah, we didn't have Herbig on the field when we were up one in the two-minute drill because we thought Cincinnati was still going to run the ball. They got to go 40 yards to get into field goal range. There's only 2 minutes left. I know they always obsess about stopping the run, but are you really that nervous about stopping the run with 2 minutes left when they're at their own 30 that your best pass rusher this season is on the sidelines? Try to make sense of that one for me, please.
Not only is he your best pass rusher, he's one of your best playmakers in your defense in totality.
Yeah.
Like
he played 20
natural,
snaps.
He has a natural ability to get home in the pocket of the quarterback, man. He's amazing. I was a bit surprised when I watched the game, in flow of the game watching. I was like, where's 51? And I understand Highsmith was back, and, you know, he is still the starter. But once upon a time, you know, Mike Tomlin used to emphasize rolling with the hot thing. You know, the hot hand, he's going to keep rolling with the hot hand. We've seen that in years past throughout his tenure there as the head coach with the Steelers. And Herbert has been the hot thing. He leaves us in sacks, not playing a full
season. He's got as many pressures as Micah Parsons, and he's played in two fewer games than the guy.
That's
think
what
about
I'm
that.
Saying. And not always being a full-time starter. So he's the hot thing on our defense. And, yeah, it was confusing for me. And hearing that makes it even more confusing. And that was a game, I understand it's over. Like you said, you have an upcoming game you got to get ready for.
Yep.
But that was a game you're supposed to win. But because you didn't, the window of opportunity is open for every other team in our division. And they feel like they got a chance, especially the Baltimore Ravens.
B-Mac, the run defense has been horrible in 3 out of 6 games. That's 50% of the games. They let Chase Brown go for almost 10 yards a carry. Now you've got Josh Jacobs Sunday. He has scored at least 2 touchdowns in the last 3 games. I mean, do you have confidence in the Steelers' ability to stop Green Bay's run game in this matchup?
I'm confident that they can do a better job than what they did not do last week. Now, the thing about Green Bay, I love Josh Jacobs, man. I had him on my fantasy team last year. He is a beast, right? Yeah, I didn't get a chance to draft him. I'm pissed off about that, but I had him last year.
B-Mac, I'm in 33 leagues. By the way.
Yeah, you deserve to get your nipples pierced.
For that,
yeah.
B-Mac?
Yeah, you deserve. You say 33 leagues.
Yeah. B-Mac, I was letting him cook on all those Bengals questions and sitting back here, but yeah, 33 leagues is not why I would tell him to get his nipples
down
pierced.
From 37.
It's a sickness. That's a sickness.
Yeah, you're a sick man, Pony. You deserve to get your nipples pierced with no numbing cream. 33 leagues, that's too much pressure and too much stress. I ain't got time for that. You're playing against your own self, Pony.
Oh, I'm spread out everywhere. You're right. There's all kinds of conflicts of interest.
B-Mac, we have a team that's won our work league because I have to run the work league, and Pony will be sitting there with me and Donnie drafting a team, and we look at him and he's not paying attention. It's because he's got four drafts going on simultaneous to that one.
That is true.
My goodness, Pony. You're a sick man. You know that? But you love ball. I appreciate the love that you have.
All right,
for ball,
so Jacobs is a problem, is what you're saying.
He is, but Arizona had success against Green Bay. It wasn't because of Micah Parsons last week against the Cardinals, Arizona would have won that ball game. So, yes, they're a good team. They run the football well, but you can slow them down, and that's all the Steelers need to do. Slow down the running game. I don't expect for them to efface the running game out of the equation, but slow them down and get timely stops. And oh, by the way, Jordan Love hasn't really been lovely this year. He's been making plays here or there, but he hasn't really been making the high-level plays that many people think he should be making. So there's a window of opportunity.
B-Mac,
our defense has to be better. That's it. That's the moral of the story, and I do believe they will be.
B-Mac, I always feel like when I watch the Steelers defense, there are certain times where if they're not getting turnovers, they're not just going to bow their backs like the 2000 Ravens and look like you just can't do anything on us. They want to make splash plays, and I feel like Jordan Love does have a little of that Brett Favre YOLO ball in him from time to time. He'll throw off the back foot. He'll just kind of chuck
all
it once in a while.
All the time.
So would you be like, I mean, is this a game where you look at it and say they should be able to pick off Jordan Love at least once? Because it feels like this. I'm going to try to put it in these terms, and you can tell me if I'm crazy. When I watch him, I feel like it would be fun for him to be my favorite team's quarterback, but also infuriating. And as a viewer, I'm amazed that more of his passes do not end in disaster than actually do.
It's the boom or bust syndrome, right? Either he's on or he's off. And to answer your question, this should be a very, very opportunistic game, because I think we can put pressure on him. I think we can put pressure on him. If we get pressure on him, he's going to throw the football when he's not ready to, and oftentimes that leads to turnovers, and we need to. I think the sense of urgency, because of how poorly the defense played last week, is going to be there from start to finish, and it has to. You're four and two
yep.
right now, and you lost to a horrible team. You should come out guns a-blazing. It shouldn't be no lackluster effort from start to finish, and that's what I'm thinking. But to your point about Josh Jacobs, he's a beast, but you can slow him down. Jordan Love, ultra talented individual, but he's a boom and bust type guy when you look at some of the great things he's done and some of the questionable things he's done. If a Pittsburgh, man, you got to treat this like it's a game seven. Honestly, you start looking at playoff seeding right now, you know, and you don't want to be a team that's surviving. You want to be a team that's thriving.
They don't have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins like that level of dude, but they got about 8 million wide receivers that he's comfortable throwing
and
the
tight
ball
ends.
To. Yeah, they got, as Mike Tomlin would say, if I were Mike T, they've got an impressive collection of eligibles is probably how he would phrase it. So how much pause does that group give you? Because there's just, it's kind of weird. There's not like an alpha dog dude who you know Love's going to look for if they've got a 3rd and 7 and they need it late in the fourth quarter, but there's about 5 different guys he could throw to.
All of them are very, very athletic, quick, speedsters, especially with Matthew Golden. And don't forget about Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft has been playing really good football as well. He's becoming a favorite of Jordan Love, especially
he's
in the
second
red
in
zone.
The NFL in yards after catch. How about that?
That's
for
what
a
I'm
stat.
Trying to tell you. Yes. Tucker Kraft, man. Tucker Kraft can go. So there's an arsenal of weaponry he has. And for Pittsburgh, you can't really key on one guy. But I love it, because now you don't have to have these matchups that you're trying to follow all the time.
Good
like
point.
We saw last week. I love the fact that they have different options. So now Daly can be inside. You got Slade. You got Porter outside. And let's go ahead and do what we're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Following around and trying to get this guy sometimes messes up the chemistry, is what we saw last week against Cincinnati.
What would you tell Porter Jr. about the penalties, about the grabbiness?
Keep fighting. Keep fighting. And that's just the nature of the beast when you play cornerback, man. You know, offensive guys will get the calls. How many times have you seen that when you're like, wait a minute, that's not appealing to me? So don't allow them to take the aggressiveness out of your game, man. Keep fighting. And as coaches, we got to keep lobbying to these referees, man, when you get a chance to. All right, man, that wasn't a call. You know what I used to do when I was playing during pregame warm-ups? Anytime the referees would come walk down our line while we were in the stretch line, I'll walk up to number 54. I don't even know him personally, but I would act like I know him. Hey, Mr. Ralph, man, how you doing, sir? Man, it's good to see you again, man. How the family doing? I don't even know if he has a family, but I assume as an adult he has a family. Everyone's good? Oh, man, it's good to see you, man. You've been doing a great job, man. Hey, man, watch out for number 87, man. Sometimes, you know, he might give you a little shoulder push. I know y'all might not see, but I'm just giving you a heads up, man. I just want to talk to you.
That's great.
He's like, I'm excited, man. I appreciate that, man. It's always good to see you as well. Now, guess what I just did? I got him on my soft side. So now in the third quarter, it might be a questionable decision, and you guys know how it is. It's favoritism in everything we do in life, indirectly, right?
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
You might say, you know what? Man, that was a penalty on the right receiver. I'm gonna throw my bone.
B-Mac, wow. You know what I would tell Porter? I'd make sure that he was wearing white gloves because the Packers are wearing white uniforms, and I would make sure his gloves were color-coded to match. I'm not even actually kidding about this, even though it sounds like I am. I would make sure that his gloves were color-coded to match whatever the other team was wearing that day.
And that makes a lot of sense because they are. I'm so happy they're wearing them white uniforms because I know we want our throwbacks, and shouts out to the throwbacks, but I'm not a fan.
I hate the throwbacks.
But I'm just happy the Packers are not wearing the generic normal uniform because that would have been the opposite of a color rush. The all-white joints are very, very smooth. So that's a good point. I mean, because it's hard, even though it happens simultaneously, sometimes having the same color of the gloves as the jerseys actually helps in our favor. But at this point, man, I'm telling Porter, man, keep your foot on the gas, man. But just go ahead and warm up to the referees, man, pregame warm up, man. Let them know that you were thinking about them and they're doing a great job.
That never backfired on you, right? Where you're like, how's the family? And the guy goes, my wife just left me. She's filing for divorce, right? That never backfired, did it?
No. But if that was to happen, my comeback game usually is on point. I would not have had a comeback for that. But you know what I would usually do, fellas? The referees who I would mention the family to would be kind of some of the older guys. So I'm like, I know he has to have, he had to produce some with somebody. He got a child or somebody out here, old as he is.
Pat, all right. Here, I mean, Pat, I'm thinking of your cousin. B-Mac, here we go. The moment of truth right now. Steelers, Packers. Who are you picking, and who's going to be the star of the game?
And I know why. Why the Steelers lost, because we didn't do our call-in because it was Thursday night, and I didn't give you the pick for the game and in a score. Because the week before, I gave you Cleveland, and I gave you two players. I gave you Broderick, and I gave you Darnell. And both players in Cleveland stood up.
Yep.
So you know what? It's the fan fault that the Steelers lost to Cincinnati. So every member of the fan up there should get their nipples pierced.
Stop. I knew that's where this was going.
Stop it
right now.
Every member.
Who are you going
it's
with?
The fan fault.
Who are you going right, with here?
So now, I got Pittsburgh. I understand they're the underdogs. I like Pittsburgh money line. Give me a score of 23-16.
Okay.
23-16.
And star?
And my star. Oh, boy. I'm going to keep it with a two-player star. We talked about Nick Herbig, so I'm going with the Nick Herbig because they're going to let him eat, and he is going to eat. And offensively, Jonnu Smith.
Ooh.
Herbig, Jonnu Smith.
Tight end. You had McBride catch two touchdowns against Green Bay last week. So you're on it. All right, B-Mac. We'll talk again soon. Also, good thing we didn't talk after Florida State Pitt, so we missed a chance.
No, we're not doing that right now. We're not doing that. We're only talking about good things right now. Florida State is on a bye week. We cannot talk football, Florida State, this week.
Here's Mike Norvell online, too. Got to get to him.
See you. See you, B-Mac.
I appreciate it.
Peace.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That music means it's time for the biggest football topic of the day. And it's called the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie is at a wedding down in Naples, Florida.
Now, is the wedding on the yacht?
No. Tonight is yacht night, and then tomorrow's the wedding, and then Sunday I think he's allowed to do what he wants down there.
Left to his own devices.
Which will obviously include Steelers, Packers.
I mean, hell of a Sunday 30th night. Birthday weekend for him. Have you ever seen some of those super yachts up close? Like, we were...
No, we went to Fort Lauderdale. Up close as in, like, walking by one?
So, like, we went to... We went to Fort Lauderdale a couple of years ago in, like, February, right after football season ended. And we did, like, one of those guided tours where they take you through all the waterways and stuff.
Okay.
And they just... Part of the tour is, like, okay, you're going to go up and see some of the craziest yachts that are anchored here. Dude, it... The first thing I thought of was, how much does it cost to fuel one of these
bad
boys? What
are you shaking your head about in there, Charlie? This is going to be a Jersey Shore story, isn't it?
No.
No?
When I was in the Galapagos Islands, we were on our boat.
The Galapagos Islands?
We were on our boat going from one island to the other.
I do apologize. I did not think you had a trip to the Galapagos Islands in your bag.
I'm sorry, sir. Yeah. I was unfamiliar with your game.
Why were you in the Galapagos Islands?
It was the same trip that I went to the Amazon rainforest.
Is that the one where Darwin studied, like, yes. Like came up with this theory of evolution?
Okay, there? I didn't know that either. You went to the Amazon rainforest?
I've shown you the pictures of the anaconda that we took in the rainforest.
I probably didn't think it was real.
I don't think you showed me those pictures.
I will show it to you after the segment.
Why did you do this?
It was a class trip for school, for science credit.
Man.
And when we were in
the Galapagos. I think for science credit, I had to make like a volcano or like test shampoo for viscosity.
It was an option.
School paid for it? Yes.
They paid for the flights. No, we paid for the flights, but they paid for literally
How impressive was the Amazon, seriously?
If I could go back tomorrow, I would.
You guys
if I could go back right
there?
Now.
You know,
yes,
Pony.
It was actually New Year's Eve. We spent New Year's Eve 2018.
What town were you in? What was like the nearest big town? Because there's the one like I think Manaus in Brazil is like only accessible by plane and boat.
Wait a minute, you were in high school in 2018?
No, no, college.
College
credit.
Okay, gotcha.
College science
so,
credit.
So you're partying in Ecuador.
In the rainforest.
Pony, are you aware that the Amazon is still, despite like some of it getting, you know, logged and everything, it's still so vast and so unexplored. There are tribes of people that have never had contact with like modern humanity.
I believe it.
Legit. Anyway.
I think I would have been so irresponsible
You'd have gotten eaten by a piranha.
In my late teen, early 20 years, college years, that I could not have studied abroad. I think I would have like lost all of my like.
Would you have majored,
my wallet, my
would you have
passport.
Majored in whatever drug is most popular?
I was checking
there?
My pockets every 30 seconds yeah. when we were walking around.
Like I think bad things would have happened to me there.
But I cocaine. Did see the no.
I was talking more about Pony.
Oh, fair. When we were going from island to island, we saw the National Geographic. They had their own super yacht. They were doing they were filming down there.
So all right, give us the biggest football topic of the day.
The debrief, October 24, 2025. We all know that Aaron Rodgers has the chance to become the fifth quarterback in NFL history to defeat all 32 teams. Can you gentlemen name the other ones who have been stuck on 31?
Fifth quarterback. He has an opportunity to become the fifth.
Brett Favre.
Correct.
Brady?
Yes.
Who have defeated every team or 31 teams?
I asked 31 other teams.
So wait.
But you guys have been at answering all 32.
Well, it's got to be all 30. Rodgers needs this to complete all 32.
Okay. Yes, but can you name the other ones who have not defeated that one last team? That's the question.
That's why I was asking him. So there's a bunch of guys stuck on one team. Did Roethlisberger defeat all but one?
There are six. Ben Roethlisberger is one of the six who have defeated only 31.
Oh, okay. Now I'm confused.
No, I got it now. It's like
Aaron Rodgers is on this list.
He's on the list of the six.
Who is with Aaron Rodgers?
So Ben R, Aaron R.
Oh, so there's seven. Aaron Rodgers.
So we need five more.
Six more.
Come on,
what
I like this
going
one.
On here.
Not my fault you didn't understand the question.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning defeated all 32 teams.
Yeah.
How about Eli?
Eli Manning is not on this list.
So wait a minute. I got so confused. So Favre and Brady are with Rodgers?
No. Favre, Brady, and Manning have defeated all 32, okay?
Favre, Brady, Manning, and Drew Brees have defeated all 32.
Okay. They're the only ones.
Who are the six who have defeated 31? On 31.
Okay.
Although you now said it's seven because Rodgers is included.
Yeah, I included Rodgers. So who are the other six? And you named
Ben R.
Ben. So you have five left.
Phil Rivers?
I was just going to say.
No.
No.
Well, now I'm... Now I'm kind of flummoxed.
Matt Ryan?
No.
Are these? They have to be modern day because there have only been 32 teams for X number of years.
Since the early 2000s when Houston came in.
Four are active. One of them is Rodgers.
Mahomes?
One.
Good one. Oh, boy.
Lamar. Mahomes obviously has never defeated the Chiefs. Not Lamar.
Damn it.
Man, you're really sucking ass over there, Malzi.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
You're the one that didn't understand the question.
Has Josh Allen played long enough to beat everyone but one team?
No, he has defeated 30 teams.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He has also defeated 30 teams.
Damn
he
it.
Has not defeated the Ravens, which he has a chance to do this season, and the Seahawks.
Russell Wilson
has defeated 31 teams. He has not defeated the Seattle Seahawks. So we have one, two... Three. We have three left.
Dak Prescott.
No. Out of the three, only one of them are active.
Oh. Okay. Well, that kind of changes things.
Ugh.
Kirk Cousins?
Nope.
Just kidding.
Kurt Warner.
Although Kirk Cousins has defeated 30 teams.
Ugh. This is a very weird one. Very
all
niche.
Right. We've run out of
time. Give us the rest of them. You stumped us, Charlie.
The list, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford.
Damn it, that was gettable.
Very gettable.
The team that he did not defeat, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Really?
Yeah.
Alex Smith.
Gettable.
And Kerry Collins.
Wow, that's a completely random one.
That's the, what would that, Rumpelstiltskin? Yeah, that's the Rumpelstiltskin there.
That was the Donnie Football Debrief.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. Brian McFadden, Steelers Super Bowl champ, on the disarray in the Steelers secondary and struggles coming up at 3:15 as we get you all set and ready for Steelers-Packers. Not a rivalry game for Aaron Rodgers, but let's face it, he probably hates the coach and GM there, and he would love nothing more than to have an awesome game in front of all of America and have the entire football world saying Monday morning that the Packers miss him and that the Steelers are true contenders with him at quarterback. He could do all that in terms of holding up his end of the bargain and still lose because of how up and down the Steelers' defense has been, giving up 30 points to the Jets, giving up 33 points to the Bengals, getting torched in the run game by Seattle at home. Last year, I remember, they lost to the Colts in a classic Tomlin game, came home to play the Cowboys Sunday Night Football. Oh, these are games Mike Tomlin always wins. And then a guy had a ball bounce off his nutsack, and he still held on to it for a touchdown at the end of the game. Jalen Tolbert, that happened. So... Act like the Steelers are perfect in these situations.
I was taking my last sip of coffee.
And eating the ice. Isn't that a sign of sexual frustration?
Should I have dumped that?
What? Nutsack? No, we're allowed to say that. Trust me, we're allowed to say it. We've gotten away with far worse.
If the Post-Gazette can print a-hole, then I think we can say
yeah,
sack on the air.
Yeah, they can print a word we can't even say. No, why did you have to say it? It's like you looked up at me. I was waiting. I was listening, as I always do, to your opening salvo.
Chris, that's what happened.
I am aware that that's what happened, but okay. You just timed it up like you were hoping for a spit take right across the studio.
So we don't often do this. In fact, we never do this. TJ Watt talks on Fridays. TJ Watt, I think, waits to talk on Friday because by then, everything's already been picked apart. He can talk for a couple of minutes, get out of there, and his comments... almost never generate any kind of reaction or buzz. He's making over $40 million. He's not even leading the team in sacks. They're 31st against the pass in the NFL. He talked for 2 minutes with Jeff Hathorn after practice today. I want to hear what the guy has to say. Remember, he is a Wisconsin guy, so playing the Packers presumably means a lot for him. He beat them his rookie year, but the Packers started Brett Hundley in that game, and Brett Hundley threw three touchdown passes, and the Steelers needed a last-second field goal to beat that team. And the last time he played the Packers was 2023, and the Steelers won here, and that was with Jordan Love, and I don't know why I'm going through Steelers-Packers history. But anyways, it means a lot to him, too. I also want to hear him as a spokesperson of the defense here, his either rationalizations for the way they've played, or maybe he's still in a pissed off mood because of what happened against Cincinnati. So here he is.
Stop the run, and obviously try to affect the passer as much as we possibly can. I mean, not happy with not getting a takeaway 2 weeks in a row. I think there's just a lot of things of guys doing their job individually and allowing us to play the best we possibly can collectively, and getting back to what we do. It sucks going through this high low, but we just got to get it figured out.
Do you agree with the credo for this game being stop the run? Jacobs is really good.
Yes,
I didn't think he was going to be really good there. I thought he was going to be a guy closer to 30 that Green Bay gave big money to, and like he was on the downside
more
of his career.
Downslope. Yeah, well, it's clear
but
that
he's
putting
a
him
touchdown
in a
machine, bro.
Well, it's clear that he wasn't washed up. Like, he's kind of built physically more sturdily than I thought. And doesn't he seem more like an example of even Derrick Henry, who obviously had crazy good years in Tennessee, felt like he hit the fountain of youth once they got him in the Ravens system, where he isn't like necessarily the featured guy.
Yeah.
Love is a good enough passer, and they've got a good enough passing game and a good enough play designer in LaFleur.
Yeah, he's a hell of an offensive coach.
That a guy like Jacobs actually gets a new lease on NFL life, which you saw it with Saquon even, sending him over to Philly in a different environment. I had the same thought about Jacobs beforehand.
Right.
He's been good enough that, just to answer your question, I absolutely think he's got to be priority one.
I understand that, but I just don't want them to lose. I don't want them to lose to the Bengals twice. And if they're completely fixated on stopping the run, and that's where the numbers go in this game, and you've got one-on-one matchups with these old corners, Love is going to beat them. He's going to pick them apart. They've scored, Green Bay, at least 27 points in 5 out of their 6 games. The only time they didn't was in Cleveland. The only team that consistently puts that many points on the board per game is the Colts. The Colts is the only other team that has done that. So they're going to get theirs. They're going to score probably close to 30.
Do you think Tomlin fears Love more than he feared Flacco? I don't.
Well, then there's something wrong with him then, because Love's a top 12 quarterback in the NFL, and Joe Flacco led the NFL in giveaways before.
I know, but I just think Tomlin feels like he can still occasionally fool a guy like Jordan Love. And for whatever reason, I mean, styles make fights or whatever. Sometimes somebody just has your number and is in your head. It's obvious to me that he like doesn't think he can beat Flacco in most situations.
I feel like we had a good week this week, and it only pays off if we perform on Sunday night.
Do you normally have a feel for how the practice goes during the week and how it translates into a game?
A little bit, but honestly, sometimes it's a terrible week of practice and you go out and play well. Sometimes it's the other way around, but you like to think that usually good practice translates to good play, and I feel good about this week.
Steve, do you feel like it does take a little bit of time with all the new pieces? I know we talked about it at the beginning of the season, but is that part of the issue?
No, that's no excuse. I mean, we're 6-7 games in now at this point, and we've been together since the summer, especially in the early training camp period. So there's no excuse as us having new guys. Every team has new guys, new additions. We just all need to be on the same page.
Why is it that Watt is harder on them for that than the coaches? That makes no sense to me. You'd think the player would be more empathetic towards you have to, you know, uproot your life, you move to a new place, you might have multiple balls in the air, you know, it's a new terminology with the defense, foreign language, you were accustomed to playing one place for a long time, now it's something completely different, you know, needing to assimilate to that a player would maybe want to excuse other players' failures because they're all in that fraternity together. And Watt's the bad cop on that. And Tomlin's the guy who repeatedly, or Austin is the guy who repeatedly says, yeah, like we thought this would happen. And that is a reason why we haven't played up to par so far.
To me, that is the coaches knowing that getting guys like that up to speed in those situations is more of a coaching thing. And again, I think it's running cover for themselves.
Yep. I thought the same thing, but I let you say it because I wanted it to come from you.
I mean, I've said that. I've made, why? Because you think you've redlined the make Art Rooney mad thing today by criticizing Mike Tomlin?
No,
already.
No, I just I thought that was the obvious point he was making, and I didn't want to say it. And then you were just going to be like, "Yeah,
yep.
Exactly."
Well, I think that's been the story though, going back to immediately post game from Cincinnati, is that it's been an abdication of responsibility on the part of the coaching staff, as you like to put it. The mouthpiece for Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin, did it when he talked to the media, and Tomlin damn sure did it at his press conference.
What do you think of the uniform you guys wore on Sunday? You're adding a touch of gold with the cleats, right?
Yeah, I haven't really fully seen it in person, so I'm really interested to see what it looks like, but I'm looking forward to trying something different.
TJ's been obviously a lot of time with Aaron this week playing Green Bay. What have you noticed him off the field as a leader in some of those intangibles that he brings?
Yeah, he's been great on the field and off the field, honestly, going to dinners before games, being a wealth of knowledge for anybody who has questions, and just trying to do anything possible to help us win and also build camaraderie in the locker room. So it's been awesome getting to know him and seeing him get more and more comfortable being a Steeler.
All right, that's it. Can I, and I love Jeff, and I don't think Jeff wants to, there's other Steelers reporters there. I don't think Jeff wants to take over the interview with TJ Watt. For all I know, there might have been somebody else after who went in there and asked more questions. So I'm just trying to cover my bases here. There wasn't, that's it. I'm sorry. Can we just get one TJ? How do you think you're playing right now, question?
How do you feel about the season you're having?
Yes. I would genuinely like to know, making $41 million with four sacks and not in, up until the fourth quarter, he didn't even breathe on Flacco. I mean, he didn't get close to him. He can't possibly feel like he's having that good of a season right now. I'd also like to know, Wisconsin guy to Wisconsin guy, how he would feel about Herbig basically getting put on the bench in the last game. I looked this up before today's show. It's a wild stat. Herbig and Parsons have the same number of pressures.
Yeah,
and Herbig missed a game.
Herbig's had the best pressure rate in the league this year.
He's got 18.
Herbig's pressure rate is off the charts.
Played against Cincinnati.
His pressure rate has been off the charts good, Pony.
And you know Watt loves him.
I just think these guys like him because I think Watt knows what a good ball player looks like. I mean, I just think these guys know he's really good and he's impactful. And he's impactful in the way that you want edge rushers to be impactful. And yet, Herbig not being out there, as we have said ad infinitum, is another symptom of them being obsessed above all else with stopping the run. And then Faribault, and we love Nick, that's why we do a weekly segment with him. He is of the opinion, though, that, like, in a sense, that makes sense because when they get run on, they get mollywopped. They get absolutely just dusted. Like, it clearly, that was one of the things I took from Nick that maybe stuck out more than anything else. He obviously thinks, as a guy who's covered them for a little while, that it, like, breaks their psyche in some fundamental way if a team pushes them around and runs a couple times
but
on them.
They didn't line up against the Bengals to stop the run. They made the right decision. They set themselves up to play the pass. And when they started to get gashed in the run game, they went back to their old ways of stopping the run. Nick was exactly right. 2 minutes left. You've got Cole Holcomb, who at this point is like your Landon Roberts clone, and Chuck Clark,
who's a box safety more than anything.
And no Herbig on the field. They were still in panic mode about the run. And look, you're like, yeah, when they get run on, they lose. But what could happen in this game easily is Packers start to throw the ball on them. Maybe they have to adjust a little bit and start to play the pass. And that's when they get
Pony,
killed
just,
in the run
just
game.
Just to be very clear. If you gave me, just to put a fine point on this, if you said to me when the Bengals got the ball back that they're going to get into field goal range and you told me you can have it be either through two ways, Chase gets wide open on the first play and gets like 18 yards and then they hit Higgins, or Chase Brown on the very first play runs for 22, I would rather at least get beat by Chase Brown, even though he had done so already,
yes,
than get beat for the literal 16th time that game by Ja'Marr Chase. Honestly.
And it wasn't even a tip your cap situation because it was a coverage breakdown and he
Higgins,
was wide open.
The T. Higgins, I would even say Flacco throws a good ball. Higgins is a goon, as Mike Tomlin likes to say, and he just out-physicaled Ramsey. They threw the best receiver the ball. I'm sitting in this seat right now. You know where our front desk is from where I'm sitting.
Yep.
Was there a person as close to Ja'Marr Chase as I am to that front desk?
No.
I don't think so.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.